This is Morning Edition on KJZZ 91.5. Let's hear another story from our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you on the radio. In Phoenix, the storytellers share stories about our community or about life events that shape them. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
Will Brown is from St. Louis. From a young age, he was good at football. When Will got a scholarship to Missouri S&T, he was excited for the opportunity to open doors for his family and his community. Will also enjoyed science and technology and pursued an engineering degree. At the end of his senior year, Will paired up with Exos, a company that helped him fine-tune his athletic ability before the NFL draft. To his joy, Will was signed to the Tennessee Titans for a $5 million contract. But 3 weeks into the season, Will was released. He didn't get picked up by any other NFL teams, and he felt a little lost.
I started thinking about science and technology, and this is what I want to do. And I remember Exos, and when I was there, they was using a lot of technology for training. And I heard about an internship they had out here in Phoenix, and it wasn't going to be paid. I wasn't going to make no money for the next 5 months. But I was still in St. Louis, like, keeping my lifestyle up. I had a nice loft downtown. I had a BMW, or as we call it, a black man's wish. And I was spending some money. So I was down to about my last $5,000. I said, I'm going to this internship. I'm going to figure it out. I don't want to hear what y'all talking about. This is for me. And I get to Phoenix, and the internship's going great. I'm working on projects with science and technology, and we're going to community centers. I'm working with athletes, so it's the best of both worlds. I get to use my engineering degree in the sports industry, but I'm still not getting paid. So so it's towards the end of the internship, and my BMW breaks down on me. And so costs a lot of money to get fixed. Spent all of my savings trying to fix my car so I can get to my internship. My beautiful girlfriend helped me through that time for sure. A lot of Uber Eats charges. Thank you, baby. But I was basically picking up an overnight job to pay for my expenses while I'm in my internship. Between that, I'm sleeping at my friends' houses on their couches or even in my car some nights. Last week of the internship, I go outside and my car is repossessed. So I still got my overnight job money, so I'm Ubering to my internship. And I tell my boss, like, towards the end of the internship, I pretty much told him, like, I need to know, like, am I going to get a job or what? And he told me, he was like, Will, first off, I appreciate your bluntness. And it takes a lot for an intern to come up to the founder of the company, so I respect that. And so he ended up telling me that I was going to be working full-time as a project engineer with Exos. And it was like a dream come true. Having an impact on others is way more exciting and valuable than even that draft day hype I had. I feel like that was a dream kind of designed for people in my community. And they had good intentions. It's just what they knew. They thought that being a rapper, being a musician, selling drugs, that's how you make money to get out the hood. But I think it's important to go down and find your own path. And once you transition and find that true passion, don't be afraid to ask for help along the way. Because I can't lie. Impacting people has meant more to me and my family than I ever imagined. Thank you all for your time.
Will Brown is a project manager with Exos in Phoenix.
You can hear more stories at our next night of live storytelling, Wednesday, November 13th, at The Farm at South Mountain. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to tell your own story, visit us at storytellersproject.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty, and we'll bring you more stories from local events on KJZZ. And you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.